Blog Talk Radio.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah. Written by Ike Turner, sung originally by Tina. You got what you wanted, and now you don't want what you got.
Careful what you ask for.
You might get it. That's right. I just love Ike and Tina Turner material. That would be a bit of a song about, you know, kind of like a woman scorned kind of a thing, you know. I was really afraid melodically because the range on it melodically is huge. But if you're going to approach an Ike and Tina song, you better be willing to at least try to bring something to the party. Otherwise, why bother? It's really fun to sing. Really fun to sing.
You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Once I was a thrill to you. Suddenly, I'm not. Was it my mistake to give you everything I got? You got what you wanted, and now you don't want what you got.
Want to do wrong.
Oh, I didn't want to do that song.
Why not?
Gladys Knight, another huge R&B soul icon. I was going to say queen, but it wasn't big enough. Icon is the right word for what Gladys is. One of the greatest soul singers of all time, you know, and I understand she's an amazing human being. Shows up to the session with buckets of fried chicken. For the players, you know what I mean? Like, really, this is Gladys Knight. She don't have to do that. Well, she does it, and she made it herself, pan-fried it, thank you. So that song came to the list, came to the party through Alligator. They wanted me to do that song. They sent it to me. They said, you know, we think you're going to kill this. And it's a song about regret, and it's a song about a woman who is moving on. even though she isn't real sure she's ready or wants to. My tack on it is that she's trying to save face.
Whoa, I don't want to do wrong, but you've been gone away so long, and I hope you will understand that it's really, really, yes it is, it's out of my head. I don't want to do wrong. Just can't help myself. Oh no, 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 no. Since you've been away, I've been praying.
I knew you.
Yeah. That tune, that was one that came from one of the Alligator staffers. So Matthew Sweet is not necessarily a likely candidate for a blues. The lyric is so profound, was so profound, still is very profound to me. But if you listen to the original Matthew Sweet version, you'll go, what? Because we've completely ruined it. Meaning, we turned it into a soul tune. Love the lyric. I thought I knew you. I wasn't even close. I had my heart set on little more than a ghost. I thought I'd show you. There's no way we can lose. I thought I'd force you to just realize and choose. And it took me years to figure out there was nothing. You weren't going to do anything. You were just going to do what you wanted. You were only going to go as far as you... You know what I mean? What woman, what man hasn't had that experience where you just pick the person you think you see and you couldn't have been more wrong? It's about the blinders coming off. It's a personal moment where the blinders are coming off.
I thought I knew you. I was in for a surprise. I let my love flow from my heart into your eyes. And then I found out that there was nothing I could know or guess about you. You go as far as you could go. Well, it took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could give to you. Years to figure out that there was nothing you would take from me. How can I describe the way you slowly took my hope away? And all of that time, all of that time, oh, I thought I knew you. Oh, I thought I knew you, but I wasn't even close. I had my heart set a little more than a ghost. I thought I'd show you that there was no way we could lose. I thought I'd force you to just realize and choose. It took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could show to you. Years to figure out that you were never really gonna choose. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my love for you? All of that
Dirty Water.
Buddy and Julie Miller. When I do this song live, and we do it every night, we play live, pretty much, I dedicate it to anybody out there that is tired of being lied to by your family, by your friends, by your husband, by your boyfriend, by your wife or your girlfriend. You know, it's a story of a woman who's just not, she's done, and she's not going to believe the lies anymore.
I don't need you hanging round my door, trying to drag me back down to the shore. And I ain't gonna drink your dirty water no more. But I got wet from my head down to my legs, And I drank dirty water down to the grave. No, I won't do it again. I don't care who bends. Dirty water. Now what's that for? Dirty water. Can't be seen. Cause you wanna put the truth on the guillotine. Oh, but you might as well put fire out with gasoline. If you serve up dirty water from a golden cup, you can try to from a cut. Now it sparkles and it shines, but it's just a trick. So we wash it down with a little kiss. What's that for? Dirty water.
Things Left Undone.
Written by Paul Thorne. Written and originally recorded by Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne, just love him to pieces. And who do you know? Who else can you say that you are aware of that was a prize fighter that now has turned into a songwriter? I mean, I just think that's hilarious. You know, that song, very close to my heart. The year that we recorded Stronger For It was a wildly successful career year for me and a personal year that I don't believe in all of my life I've had such a hard time personally. I buried 8 people. I lost a long-term marriage. I buried the only mother I ever knew. My brother died the year after that. My cat died the week before Christmas. I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? To say that I felt schizophrenic ain't even touching it. My insides were torn to shreds, and I made a record, and so it came out on the record, and the things left undone. Since I was a young girl, I have been aware of this. You know, if you got something to say to somebody, you better say it. because you don't know. You know, life is so fragile. We walk around thinking we got time. It's not true. We don't. And that song, it speaks to that. It speaks to living with regret. If you love somebody, you damn well better let them know. If you've got some business to clean up with somebody, get it done. Because you might not have another chance. And that clearly is not up to you. And it ain't up to me.
When your life is over and you're reaching the end, the river of Jordan is around the bend. Will you be counting all the trophies that you won? Will you look back on the things left undone? When a stranger came knocking, you let him in. Was there food on your table, or that down and out for rest? Behind the shadows, or did you walk in the sun? Do you regret the things left undone?
Track 12, Whoop and Holler.
Yeah, yeah. Ray Wiley Hubbard wrote that song. It is rising up out of the ashes. We knew as soon as we recorded it that it had to be the last song on the record. I believe it's just, you know, rising up out of the ashes, which is what the lyric says. When I rise up out of that river and all my sins have been washed away, I'm going to whoop and I'm going to holler. And people love the tune. And it's an absolute joy to sing, you know. And the record, the collection of the songs are deeply personal. Now, this is my 10th release. All my records are personal. I don't record stuff that I'm not deeply connected to. But this is a different wheelhouse as far as the intimacy is concerned. Maybe I'm more willing to be more vulnerable, more open. Like I said, it was a hell of a year. There has to be redemption at the end of that kind of an experience. And I think Whoop and Holler gives that.
When I rise up out of that river, knowing my sins been washed away, I'm gonna whoop, I'm gonna holler,
How am I gonna woo? How am I gonna holler? How am I gonna woo?
I've noticed an interesting trend here, just talking about the songs on this record, and for somebody who's categorized in a general sense as a blues artist, you're drawing a lot of material from the Americana world. With Buddy and Julie Miller, Paul Thorne, Ray Wiley Hubbard, they're all considered Americana artists,
right.
More or less.
Right, they are.
What is it about those songs collectively that appeals to you?
There's some great stuff that's happening in what is categorized today as Americana. Now, some people, my generation or older, would call it the four-letter word called folk music. And what is some of the more endearing and, for me, deeper parts of traditional country music? That music is largely based in blues. To me, in this great American art form we know as blues. That grouping of songs, you know, Hoop and Holler, Things Left Undone, so on and so forth, all I think it all speaks to that. I seem to have made a career out of doing what I damn well please. So I don't really care where the song comes from, as long as I can bring a part of my truth to it, as long as I connect to the story in the song. I Thought I Knew You is the most extreme example of that. Mark my words, go back and listen to the original version of I Thought I Knew You, and then A-B it with my version of I Thought I Knew You. It's a completely different song, except for it's the same song.
Janova, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Rich, for doing this and being here. And I'm just really grateful. I these days, there's not really a day that goes by that I am not thankful that I get to do this thing. Thanks, man.
Janova's latest award-winning CD, Stronger For It, is available through Alligator Records. For more information, please visit janovamagnus.com. This program was made possible thanks to Airplay Direct, all rights reserved.